If you've ridden Muni in the past few days, you might have noticed a lot of young people hopping on. They're tagging their Clipper cards like everyone else, but they're not spending any money. Last Friday was the first day of a pilot program called Free Muni for Youth. It aims to make life a little easier for the city's low and moderate income families by offering their kids free transportation. The city estimates that 40,000 young people qualify for the program. Here to give us the details is KALW's Isabel Angel.
So Free Muni for Youth is a new program. It's a pilot started by San Francisco that offers free unlimited Muni rides to youth, kids who are between the ages of 5 and 17. And their families have to make at or below the Bay Area median income.
And what is the Bay Area median income?
It's actually kind of higher than you would expect. It's about $82,000 for a family of two a year.
That's the median income in the Bay Area. Okay, so how does somebody apply for this?
Right. To apply, you just go online and you can fill out an application. They've also been handing them out in schools to all the kids in schools. And you just need to provide your proof of age. You don't need to provide your income because, you know, some people with immigration issues or, you know, if they're paid under the table or something, it's hard to provide that. But you do need to provide your proof of age. And in order to ride the bus for free, you have to have a Clipper card. And when you get on the bus to ride for free, you still have to tick it off. So you either have to apply for a Clipper card or you already have one and it just transmits your free rides to that. The reason why it's so important to these young people in San Francisco is because there's been so many cuts to the yellow school bus services by the San Francisco Unified School District that for a lot of kids, Muni is their only way to get to school. Youth Muni Pass costs $22 a month. And for some families, for a lot of families, that's just one extra thing that they really can't afford. And so Paul Munger Rodriguez is a legislative aide for the San Francisco Youth Commission. And he explains why, you know, it's important for these kids to have this free Muni.
We've seen a dramatic reduction in the yellow bus services that the school is providing. So those are already taxpayer-funded services that are being rolled back. So essentially, it's almost like a reallocation, still investing in the same types of services, but just through a different source of funding.
And you just heard from Paul Munger Rodriguez, who's a legislative aide for the San Francisco Youth Commission. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and I'm here with Isabel Angel, who's the KALW's transportation reporter, and she's explaining Free Muni for Youth. So who have been the major players in trying to get free Muni for young people?
It's actually been mostly the young people in San Francisco. They've been organized. They've been working through the San Francisco Youth Commission, which is a group of 17 young people who live in San Francisco who've been appointed by the mayor and work to advise the mayor on youth-related issues. So this is one big thing that they've really been working on. They've also gotten a lot of help from advocacy groups like POWER, which stands for People Organized to Win Employment Rights. And I went to this press conference last week where they also had the superintendent of the San Francisco Unified School District, the head...
That's Richard Carranza.
Mm-hmm. And Ed Reskin, who's the head of the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, and also some of the city supervisors who've worked to get this passed. And they all talked about how it just took a collaboration of everyone from the MTA to the school district to the supervisors to get this passed. And they were all just so in awe of the young people and how well organized they were and how through hardships and through it looked like they weren't going to get it, they still kept fighting for it. And that's really what made the difference for this Free Youth from Muni program.
And you interviewed Nick Persky, who's one of the young people who worked to make Free Muni for Youth a reality.
Yeah. Nick Persky is the vice chair of the San Francisco Youth Commission, and he talked about how this was born.
This has been something that's been, you know, happening for almost a decade now. It started in a small room, just, you know, a couple pieces of pizza, and people are like, we should make free Muni for young people. And we thought it was never possible, but, you know, as evidenced by today, it is something that is possible.
That's Nick Persky. He is the vice chair of the San Francisco Youth Commission, which is a group of 17 young people who advise the mayor on youth-related issues, and they were instrumental in getting Free Muni for Youth started. And let's hear again from Nick Persky.
It's pretty special to be a person in high school, a person who is unable to vote, to be able to see what young people can do to, you know, bring policy change in our local government. And I think it not only is this Free Muni for Youth a great thing, but it's going to open the door for a lot more things that young people can do in San Francisco.
Again, that's Nick Persky, who is a vice chair of the San Francisco Youth Commission. You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan, and here with me is Isabel Angel, who's KALW's transportation reporter, and she's explaining free muni for youth to us.
Parents were also big in this fight for free muni for youth, this program that's giving 40,000 kids in San Francisco free muni. Claudia Gonzalez is a mother of two from Potrero Hill, and she remembers the fight as a really difficult ordeal and a really long process.
But it was a very stressful process. I remember going to these hearings and I felt very betrayed by the MTA board, because we would go in front of them and tell them about how difficult it was for us, and they would look away, they wouldn't answer us, they wouldn't give us a straight answer. And that was a very, very arduous process for us. It was hard.
That's parent Claudia Gonzalez, who's a mother of two from Potrero Hill, and she's talking about free muni for youth. So how did this program finally get passed, Isabel?
It started about 2 years ago, this campaign, in earnest. And last year, the MTA, if they got this certain grant, they would fund a 22-month pilot program of this same program. But the grant was rejected by the Metropolitan Transportation Commission in July. So it was a big blow to the advocates and the young people who were trying to get this passed. It didn't look like it was going to happen. But in the fall, a new grant surfaced, and Ed Riskin, the head of the SFMTA, decided that he was going to allocate $1.6 million to fund a shorter program, so 16-month pilot program. At this press conference, Riskin said that it was a hard decision because muni has a lot of problems, a lot of infrastructure issues. He said the system has needs, but the community has needs too. So in this instance, he decided to go with the people.
But the battle is not over. This is just a pilot program that will last for 16 months.
Right. So supporters of Free Youth for Muni say now the fight is to make this a permanent program, make it last beyond the 16 months, so that the kids who are going to be relying on these free rides are going to be able to still get out, get to school, get to their jobs, and aren't going to be left out in the cold.